Sheldon Kennedy's here.
I can't believe he got out of bed.
Who, Kennedy?
Somebody must have phoned him when they heard us talking.
No, he started on the phone doing the tweeting thing there pretty early this morning.
There was a time if I knew I was getting on the radio at 6, I'd say, well, why would I even go to bed?
Just stay up.
Well, let's get right there. Yeah. Not that way today, though.
No, that's probably for the best, too.
Yeah, that's right.
We're down here, and the whole group, and I mean, we got a bunch of people here, and Twitter's on fire again this morning, as it has been. I was talking with Rod earlier this morning. You get an appreciation for how many people are in on this thing when you start sending out the tweets and it starts moving around and people are listening and all of that. And already this morning, it seems like from Rocky Mountain House to Merritt, BC, we got people tuning in.
Rod's got a good story about his garage door at the shop.
Yeah, now what's, what's going on, Rod?
Well, I just want to say ahead of time, sorry, Jay. I know you didn't want this to come out, but...
Now, who's Jay?
Jay's our VP of Corporate Services.
Okay, with the Tomco Group.
Tomco Group. He's in Rocky Mountain House and listening to the show this morning. So he texted me to say, hey, I got this deal for you. A couple weeks ago, Jay called and checked around. He said, can I use one of the bays to work on my holiday trailer? So we said, yeah. And that was on a Friday night. And Monday I come in and I said, oh, hey, did you get to work on your trailer and stuff? And there was a little silence. And then he looks at the floor and at the ceiling. And Jay had accidentally crunched the door. He hadn't opened it high enough when he was pulling his trailer up, right? So felt pretty bad. But of course, with everybody that works in the office, especially Jesse there, they just couldn't stop riding them. And Jesse went and dug up security videos to actually see it.
So now, like, is this something that could have happened to anybody, or is he a dumbass? Only Jay could do it, right? So is the door repairable? Is there, like, the bottom section of the door? What are we looking at for a repair
job? Yeah, no, it's all fixed now, and done. It's good.
Attaboy,
Jay was going to pay for it, but he just sent me a text, and he said, hey, I'll make you a deal. How about I take the money I was going to pay to fix the door, and I donate it to Sheldon's cause here. And so we chuckled reading the text, but we agree, and Jay's going to send $1,000 to the cause we got going on here. And so inadvertently, I'll be paying for the door.
I was going to say, thanks a lot, Jay. Can you take another run at it? Try that other one. The one next to it.
So while Jay's donating dough, it's really Hugh that's donating dough. So thanks thanks for topping it up.
Tomco.
Tomco.
Great.
Very generous folks. It seems like a long time ago, but it was last Thursday when, Wes would have been there, and we kind of just unveiled the whole thing at the buck thing there
bull
with
bustin'.
The bull busting with Cody. It's amazing what's happened. That was 8 days ago. It's been a crazy 8 days for the Child Advocacy Center. You've been on television. You're on CBC, social media, interviews. I know Ray's done a ton. I can't help but think the last week has been tremendous for the exposure for the CAC.
Well, we were just talking with Rod, and you know, it's been absolutely great. You know, I think it's, you know, there's one thing here, there's one thing about raising money, but I think that the big thing here and what's the critical piece that's happened here is we've, Tomco and Ranchman's and Cody with his bull busting, and they've allowed this community to have a conversation that's been a difficult conversation in society for a long time. And to me, that's the big part here. And to be able to celebrate, I think a lot of times with these issues, we sit in doom and gloom, and we're always putting fires out, but we need to be able to have some laughs and understand that it's okay. And you know, and Tomco's really given us that platform to have that type of conversation, which is critical. I mean, if you look at you know, all the stats and so forth. You know, if you look at the sexual assaults, and you know, with one of the stuff that we deal with, you know, perpetrators, whether it be small communities or big cities, we society sometimes think they're the boogeyman that's going to jump out from behind the tree, and that's not always the case. And you know, our best defense is knowledge. I mean, they thrive on society's ignorance and indifference. So the more, I mean, if we look at Jesse talking about his kids, and him and his wife have been able to have a just have a chat with their kids.
Yeah.
To me, that's what it's about, Dean. And you know, thank you, Rod, for allowing community to have that conversation, whether it be on social media or whether it be face-to-face or that conversation with their kids. And we may never see the impact of what's what you've allowed us to do here, and we're very grateful for that.
Oh, well, you're welcome. And I'm actually honored to be part of this. And I know Tomco, we will be looking at different ideas going forward to see how we can network all this into our different locations and some of the things we do. And, you know, it's a very serious issue, but one of the things that I'm also enjoying that's coming out of this is I'm meeting some new people. We're having a little chuckle along the way, you know, and we get people like Jay jumping on board, and at his expense, we're having a little giggle. And
but it doesn't have to be heavy.
No,
right?
No. Oh, it's not.
And
yeah,
to this point, yeah, it's been one of those things. Geez, it's kind of heavy, and it's hard to talk about.
Yeah.
No, it's not. Yeah, just talk about it. And again, Sheldon, I mean, here we are. Your strength and your confidence to be out there and to put it out there, I think that leads to people being more comfortable about it. Because you lived it.
Yeah. You know, I think... You know, I think the big thing here is that it's tough to talk about a way out of something unless you got out of it yourself. And I think the biggest thing that I've tried to do is keep it simple and engage people. And really, I mean, you know, yourself and Rhett allowing us again to have a conversation on it and on the radio and all the work that you guys have helped. To me, that's all we need, right? We need, because if we look at the Child Advocacy Center in this city alone, we did over 1,200 investigations last year, and that's all the sexual assaults in this city, plus the torture cases, which is roughly 15% of the load that would come in through Child and Family Services, and 85% of those cases happen within the family. So they're very difficult cases to investigate, and they're very difficult for kids to come forward with, because it happens sometimes within a family or trusted members of the family. So for us to be able to allow that conversation to happen is good, and to know that doesn't matter who it is, you know, as a child, we do have some rights. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, for me, it's not about Sheldon Kennedy, it's about child abuse, and however we're going to make that happen. But I can tell you, the conversation is national, and we will have this model across this country. I mean, there's no question. I think that we're ahead of things here in Alberta, but we're getting there.
Is that your ultimate goal with this, is to make sure it's everywhere and just to have that knowledge and the openness to have the conversations?
Yeah.
We talked about it. Yeah, it's in Alberta and it's great, but it's something that can't just be here.
Yeah, well, there's roughly 20 child advocacy centers across the country, none to the level that we're at. As far as all the partners, I mean, if you look at the, you know, we've got Calgary Police, we've got Child and Family Services, we've got Alberta Health, we have the Crown Prosecutor's Office, we've got the secondment for Ministry of Education, and we have the RCMP, and they're all working together for one common goal. And whereas before, the way that system worked was that if you were building a house, the plumbers couldn't talk to the electricians, who couldn't talk to the framers,
yeah,
but yet you're supposed to do the best thing. So I think, Rhett, to answer your question, I think these issues, the way I see it, is we were forever pushing the ball up the hill to get people to pay attention to it. And I think where we're at now is that the ball's on the other side of the hill, and we need to create focus. We really need to create focus. If we look at addiction, people talk about addiction, they talk about mental health, they talk about, it's all one. I mean, 85% of mental health issues in our society is early childhood trauma. So, you know, we can't be having singular conversations about each one of these. We need to have a consistent conversation about all of it. And so for me, that's what my goal is to really create that awareness of what really mental health is and the damage that child abuse has and the cost that it has on society, because it's really the most untapped area that we've looked at, and whether it's research or because most of our prisons are filled with kids that had terrible upbringings. Mm-hmm. Right, and that's one thing we need to look at.
So what would you say if someone's listening this morning and has gone through something maybe similar to what you did, maybe it's not as bad, maybe it's worse, whatever, and their whole life has been there and they've not had the ability yet to kind of deal with it. Is there any way that you can share advice? Because every case is so different and everyone has different ways of dealing with things. Or what would be your advice to somebody who maybe has lived with something their whole life?
Well, my thing is that, I know the way, I know how the police work and the people that are involved that deal with child abuse investigations. They're awesome. I know the Child and Family Services people that work out of our center. They're awesome. And I think that there was a time when we came forward where if you came forward, you weren't going to be believed. And I can tell people now that they will be believed and they will be listened to. And there's hope, because I can tell you that, you know, we lose a lot of kids through suicide every year, every day, and not finding out till after what was really going on in their life. And I think what we need to do is allow them to come forward and then help them work through their problems and get them their life back. You know, we see that a lot. And I look at myself and, you know, I look at the Gong Show I lived for a long time, and people always wrote me off as this bad kid, drunk, right, in jail. I mean, I was more comfortable being in the backseat of a cop car than I was in the front seat. But, you know, I guess if there's anything, and what the center represents is there's hope. There's hope, and there's hope for kids to have their life back. There's hope for families and people to get through this stuff, and it does devastate a family, not just the victim. And to me, that's where we need to get to, and it's about acceptance. If we don't accept the fact that we got a problem, we ain't going to be able to fix it,
yeah.
Right? So to me, like, you know, with Rod and Tomko and what you guys are doing down here this morning, and you know, when we see Cody and we see Ty and Ray and the Ranchman's Renegades and stuff, to me, that's allowing us to say, you know what, yeah, it's okay to come forward. It's okay to have this chat. And it's not about having a perfect chat. It's because, you know, it's just about being able to chat it out.
Yeah.
And, a lot of times they think they got to, well, I got to be a psychiatrist to this person and, you know, and help them. Well, no. You know what you need to do? You need to take the hand of that person and get them to the people that know what they're doing.
It's a great thing you're doing, buddy. I've said it many times, and I don't know. Like I say, I don't know that I would have had the strength to do it, but I think we're all pretty much in awe of what you've been able to accomplish, and now for us to be part of it, none of it really comes together without your strength of to deal with it. So I know we're more than proud, and I'm sure Rod, you know, to echo it, we couldn't be happier and more proud to be a small part of what you're doing, because it's a great cause. Good
yeah.
stuff.
Thanks, Dean.